Putnam Berkeley Audio presents Fire Ice by Clive Cussler with Paul Kemprikos. Read by James Naughton. Odessa, Russia, 1917. The dense fog rolled into the harbor late in the afternoon, nudged by a sudden change in wind direction. The damp gray billows washed over the stone quays, swirled up the Odessa steps, and brought an early nightfall to the busy Black Sea port. Passenger ferries and freighters canceled their runs, idling dozens of sailors. As Captain Anatoly Tovrov groped his way through the bone-chilling mists that enveloped the waterfront, he could hear bursts of drunken laughter from the crowded dives and brothels. He walked past the main concentration of bars, turned down an alley, and opened an unmarked door. Warm air, heavy with the smell of cigarette smoke and vodka, invaded his nostrils. A portly man, sitting at a corner table, beckoned the captain over. Alexei Fedorov was in charge of Odessa Customs. When the captain was in port, he and Fedorov made it a habit to meet at the secluded watering hole. The bureaucrat satisfied the captain's need for human companionship without friendship. Tovrov had steered a lonely course since his wife and young daughter were killed years before in one of Russia's senseless outbursts of violence. Fedorov seemed strangely subdued. Normally a boisterous man who could be counted on to accuse the waiter jokingly of overcharging, he ordered a round by silently raising two fingers. He kept his voice low, nervously tugging at his pointed little black beard, and glanced nervously at other tables where weather-beaten seamen hunched over their glasses. Satisfied that their conversation was private, Fedorov...